Yes, we see. There, folks. Welcome to Leader of the Pack on the All Paws Pet Radio Network. I'm your host from Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Susan Herbert, the Lone Star Dog Whisperer, and my co-host is America's canine expert, Mark German.
Well, thank you so much for calling me an expert in something anyway. I love that Czechoslovakian accent.
Oh my gosh, and you're so weird.
I mean, I just want to say congrats on winning silver in Sochi. What was that, in the downhill?
I have no idea.
You don't even watch the Olympics. Well, I like watching curling because it's kind of like watching grass grow. But the Olympics has got me excited a little bit. It used to be a big thing in my day. But then again, I might have to just see my therapist, Tom, in Arizona soon. I don't know if I'm losing it or...
You're losing it.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. You can find out more about us and what we do, Susan and Mark, at americascanineacademy.net. We welcome your questions and comments from all of you, and which we've been getting a ton of, and we encourage you to email us at pettalk@live.com. You can also see how we work our nonprofit and what we do, helping heroes and helping hounds with our H4 Hounds Helping Heroes. You can see that at h4hero.org. And thanks to our listeners, every one of you out there, for making us number one on Pet Talk Radio. Susan?
Okay, so remember, you can hear all of our shows anytime, 24/7, by going to WPETTalkRadio.com on the web. And you can also go to WPET Talk Radio on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Now, first up today, we have our usual favorite guest, Anthony Benny, with Clear Conscience
Pet. I don't know that he's usual.
He is our usual first.
I'm calling him unusual. I'm just saying.
Aww.
No, he's our friend.
Yes, he is. Right. The makers of Super Gravy. Anthony is a canine nutrition expert, the best, folks. And Clear Conscience Pet makes the best products on the market. And we recommend Super Gravy to all of our clients. And we also use it every day with our service dogs in training. So that should tell you that there's nothing better out there. Now, Anthony, tell us what specials you're running this week.
Well, because we're still counting down the last 48 hours towards, Valentine's Day starts at midnight tonight, I guess. But we realize that folks won't be able to get stuff before Valentine's Day, but we've checked with all the dogs we know, and none of them are really keeping accurate calendars. So if we take advantage of those Valentine's Day deals, which I'm going to give you an even better one in a second, we can ship that product to you, and you'll be able to enjoy it with your dogs, and they're going to enjoy it tremendously next week. So take advantage of the great deal. But I'm recommending that people, because we'd love to have some folks join us on Facebook, go to our Facebook page, which is Clear Conscience Pet LLC. Usually it's just easier to just Google Clear Conscience Pet Facebook and it takes you right to us. But the key thing here is the word sweetheart in all caps. And no matter what sales we have on, this gives another 20% on top of that until midnight tomorrow. So it's a real kind of hot off the presses deal. And because some of the products we have are on a special deal, our Clear Conscience Pet Sliders Tender Sticks, of course, which are the transportable version of our Sliders Phenomenal Tender Treats, just chosen by Doggington Post as the best pet treat of 2013. Those are on special Valentine's bundle deals. So not only will you get that deal, you get another 20% off. So it's really kind of like getting to the point where a person could try these products and save an awful lot of money. And the reason is very simple. The only way that we can show people what the best in the world really is to get them to try it. So we don't mind if we lose a couple pennies here and there getting folks to try the products, because we need people to be educated about the difference between products out there that may have a pretty package, but what's inside is not something you want to give your dog, versus the real deal, which is true, natural, honest food and treats for your pet. So come visit us at Clear Conscience Pet on Facebook or go to our website, Clear Conscience, C-O-N-S-C-I-E-N-C-E, pet.com, to our regular website. That's where you would actually place the orders. And as always, we're so excited to be involved with you folks, and congratulations on being the top show on All Paul's Pet Talk Radio. I hope Jack's going to give you guys both a big raise because of that, and I'll have to talk to him about that now. You guys
we
know,
would appreciate that.
You guys need to get compensated for bringing all these listeners in. So I'll talk to my friend Jack, and I know it's kind of inside radio talk here. But that said, you guys are marvelous, what you're doing for the veterans. And I actually just was talking to a dear friend yesterday who is doing a therapy dog program of her own in Ohio, and she used to be the national agility champion. That's my friend Lisa Flowers. And told her about what you folks are doing, and she was so impressed. And, you know, I said, you know, there's a lot of chatter out there, but you've actually, is it five dogs right now that you've actually placed that are in current homes with veterans?
Five dogs and six more on the way.
Well, what I said to her and what I want to emphasize to your listeners is that there's a lot of folks out there, and I don't judge anyone, but the metal, you know, the pedal hits the floor when you discuss what actually happens. And it's a big, big deal to get the actual process completed of getting a dog trained, ready, and in someone's home and, you know, signed, sealed, and delivered. And that's why I admire you guys so much. You walk the walk and not just talk the talk. You've got those dogs in those homes helping those people right now. And that's why we're so honored to help support it by providing the super gravy for those veterans.
Well, we're so... I have one more question real quick.
Sure, Mark.
No, let's wait till break. Let's go. Let's hang on to you through a break. We better be going to a break in a second or two. But, it's easy to promise somebody something, but delivering is a different thing. And it's easy to put these guys on waiting list for up to 2 years. So that's not what we do. We promise.
Amen
a veteran
to that.
Well,
I'm more than happy to hold. More than happy to hold on through the break for you folks.
All right. So, Susan, you got something real quick before we go to break?
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go ahead and ask Anthony the question, and then when we come back from break, he can answer it.
You think he'll wait?
Yeah, I think he'll wait.
You think he can wait?
He can wait.
What about Amanda? You think she'll say the same?
Smart. All right. So, Anthony, here's the question. We got a question in from one of our listeners, and then we'll go to break after the question, and then we'll let you answer when you come back. So Sarah in Denver asks us, why do veterinarians still recommend and sell dog foods such as Science Diet and Royal Canin when there is so much data available now regarding the harmful effects of corn, wheat, and soy? So that's your question. So you have a minute or so to think about that while we go to break, and we come back, we'll let you answer.
I will be burning
and, folks, we'll go to
looking for information. No, I don't really need to do much research to answer that question, so I'll be looking forward to answering when we get back.
All right. Well, we're going to head to break, folks, and we'll be right back after these messages.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong?
Dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, taste great. I love food.
wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark.
I'm Mark.
And we have our next guest ready, but just before we bring him in, we asked Anthony a question before break, and we're going to let him answer that before we introduce our next guest. And Anthony, so go ahead and answer the question we asked. I know you're anxious to get that out.
Well, To not to put too fine a point on it, I mean, we could do an hour on the question, of course. I recommend that folks listen to the program that we did, and I'm so sorry, I don't remember the exact date, and I don't want to delay us, but when we went over the 14 resolutions for 2014, that conversation had just such great information, and boy, that's one that really deserves to be revisited on the archives for someone who's interested in good nutritional background. That said, there's two reasons why I believe, if we want to specifically address why veterinarians aren't on top of what I believe, at least in general. There's certainly many, many that are, but unfortunately we need to have some more of our veterinarians catch up with the latest nutritional thinking. It's because our veterinarians, when they are trained, they get approximately, and at least in the current curriculums that I know of, a requirement for one course in animal nutrition through 4 years of veterinary school. So we have these brilliant young men and women who are going through vet school and not learning about nutrition because, let's face it, there's an awful lot they have to learn to be able to do surgery. It's not like a regular medical doctor for humans where you have a general education. A veterinarian has to leave vet school able to handle, you know, virtually all small animals, and even they have to learn the large animal field for agriculture. And the nutrition kind of gets lost in the shuffle. So when I've done my talks at places like Cornell and University of Florida over the years, I've always been really pleasantly surprised but also disappointed that students will come up to me, you know, who are in their second, third year of vet school and say, I've never heard this stuff before. And guys, I'm not a rocket scientist. I don't have a PhD. My stuff is common sense. It's like you both know. It's low carbs. It's meat-based nutrition for animals. It's getting chemicals out of the diet and obviously, you know, avoiding things like soy, wheat, corn. Those are just kind of basics that will, you know, help most animals right from the start. So I believe that there's just a lack of nutritional education in our vet schools, and I think that veterinarians who do sell foods in their offices, whether they be these prescription diets, which could be another whole hour that we could talk about those, I believe that the veterinarians are just too busy to dedicate time to nutrition as a separate part of their practice. So I'll give them a pass in one sense that I don't think it's from bad intentions. I'm sure that it's not. I think it's just a lack of focus and time, and I believe every veterinarian would really benefit from having a nutritionist attached to their practice that they can consult. And I think that would be a great change. So what I advise people is to, when a veterinarian puts you on a prescription-type diet that you can only buy from a veterinarian, I would absolutely research the food, look and see if there are alternatives, what's the food trying to accomplish, and I'm willing to answer questions from your folks if they want to email you with a specific question about a specific diet. You know, we try to answer everyone individually. Of course, it, you know, can be tough to do it within an hour, but we'll try to get back to anyone with any specific questions because there's nothing, I believe, more important as a foundation to your animal's overall health and happiness than nutrition. If we don't have that right, all the hard work that you folks do with training, all the hard work that, you know, we do with rescue, all of it is subject to not working if we're not feeding our animals properly. So remember, nutrition is the cornerstone. It's the foundation of our animals' health and therefore of their happiness and well-being. So let's remember nutrition first, and then everything flows from there. And keep the carb levels down, the meat levels up, and the chemicals out of your diet.
Well, thank you so much, Anthony, for answering that question for our listener. I hope we will get some more questions like that, because this is great. I love the exchange here. And thank you so much for being on our show.
Well, of course, everyone, sweetheart deal at clearconsciencepet.com. Please visit us, and thank you, Susan and Mark, for your supporting your friendship, and I hope to see you folks in Orlando.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
You're welcome, guys.
We'll
have a great show. Thank you for allowing me to be on.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, folks, we also we are ready to bring in our second guest now. I believe Larry's been on with us, but I want to go ahead and introduce him. We've got Larry here. Larry Smith is from The Perfect Pet Solution. Welcome to the show, Larry.
Thank you very much. It's definitely my pleasure.
Hi, Larry. Hey, this. Let's get started here. What is The Perfect Pet Solution?
Well, just a quick bite on the background. My wife and I have been involved in either food products or nonprofits, and always concerned about the amount of chemicals that are out there being used. And thinking about the Center for Disease Control that states there's a direct link between chemicals, you know, toxic chemicals and childhood diseases. I'm saying that, you know, the present items that we're using to eliminate bacteria in our systems aren't working. My wife and I have been involved with electrolyzed water. And electrolyzed water is very natural, very safe. It uses salt, water, and electricity. And it produces two solutions. And the best part of it is one of the solutions is called hypochlorous acid. And that's actually what's in your body that kills bacteria. So it is green, it is safe, it is natural. It's approved by the FDA and the EPA for wound care, for open heart surgery, for eliminating MRSA, C. diff, E. coli, I mean, all sorts of different things. And, you know, you're well aware of the fact that there's a lot more superbugs around now. And the reason there's more superbugs is that the chemicals that are presently being used are killing off the weak bacteria and the strong are surviving. You look at under your sink, you look at any chemical, any sanitizer or any disinfectant, and it'll tell you to spray on the surface and leave wet for 10 minutes. Nobody cleans that way. And the reason it needs to be left there for 10 minutes is because it's so weak as far as killing the bacteria. Well, hypochlorous will kill MRSA, C. diff, anything within 15 seconds. So that's a natural cleaning process. So my wife and I have been working the past 6 or 7 months, and we've come up with a solution that contains this hypochlorous. And we're now putting it into a bottle, and it's called the Perfect Pet Solution. And it can be used on dog wounds, skin conditions. It can actually be sprayed in your mouth. In fact, when I do a presentation, I spray it into my mouth and I spray it into my eyes. That's how safe it is. So you don't need to worry about your children finding a bottle and trying to drink it or something of that sort. But you can put it into their eyes to kill an eye infection. You can use it in their ear to take care of an ear infection. Again, very safe, very natural, very green.
Awesome. This is great. This is a very powerful, and I'm glad it you mentioned the MRSA, because that's a nightmare if you have MRSA. Yeah. Now we're gonna head to break just for a minute or so, and when we come back, we have some more questions for you. So if you'll just hang in there with us, folks, we'll be right back after these messages.
Treat your furry best friend with a Clear Conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we've been talking to Larry Smith just before we went to break about a product he created called the Perfect Pet Solution. Now, Larry, why haven't I heard about this HOCI before?
Well, that's interesting. I do a lot of presentations to hotels and hospitals, the healthcare industry, on hypochlorous and its effectiveness. And the reason you haven't heard a lot about it, I was employed by a large electrolyzed water company up in the Boston area for about 6 or 7 years, and we were acquired by a $11 billion chemical company, and the next day we were all out of a job. So that's, you know, that's the big reason that you don't know about it. We are a chemically dominated society. Every day you go to the supermarket and you'll see Less Oil has a different brand new or new ingredients or whatever it is. And they, you know, these companies do a tremendous job in marketing. And when it comes to something like hypochlorous that's so effective, a lot of people haven't heard about it because the chemical companies don't want you to hear about it. But slowly but surely, there's now tests being done on the use of hypochlorous in hospitals. Some hotels in the hospitality industry actually use electrolyzed water for cleaning of the rooms. And they actually use it on their rugs because the rugs are just loaded with bacteria. Some have even gone so far to use the hypochlorous and the sodium hydroxide in the dishwashers and also in their clothes, in their laundry systems. So slowly but surely, it is making penetration into the marketplaces out there. There are a couple of companies now in the industry, in the pet industry, that do use hypochlorous. But unfortunately, like chemical companies in general, they've added extra ingredients to the hypochlorous. So we have hypochlorous in our solution, and then we use a second solution that's coming out of our system that produces the hypochlorous, and that's sodium hydroxide. And that's your basic building component of any soap or detergent. And so we put that in there, and that stabilizes. So that's all that's in there. And that's the advantage of what we have over our other competitors that are using hypochlorous in the pet industry.
And so what are your competitors using? Are they adding to it?
Oh, yes, yeah, there's numerous chemicals that are being added to it. And mostly those chemicals are being added to it. Hypochlorous is very green. If you spray hypochlorous onto a surface and it's wet, when it dries, there's nothing left. There's no residue, there's no smell, there's no bacteria. It's killed all the bacteria. This is very, very different. So if hypochlorous goes down the drain or goes onto a carpet or something like that or wherever you may put it, it's not going to harm anything. And so in that situation, hypochlorous is absolutely perfect. But when you start putting different chemicals in there because you want a smell or you want a more of an oily feel to it or you want it to last, 3 years or something of that sort, that's when you start bastardizing the effectiveness and the strength of the hypochlorous. And that's when you start adding the other.
Well, Larry, you know that we rescue dogs from the shelters and we train them to be service dogs for veterans. And occasionally, right now we have 12 dogs, and occasionally there's a little scuffle out there and somebody could get a bite wound. Would the Perfect Pet Solution be a good solution for that?
It would be perfect. In fact, maybe once we're off the air, somebody can call me back, and I'll get the address and get some solution out to you. I remember going into I'm down here in Florida, and went into a situation where there was...
Your accent
isn't. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Your accent isn't Florida.
my compliments. Yes, I'm a Bostonian.
It's like my New York accent.
Right. Well, I'm a Boston folk for about 60 years, and we decided we wanted to be warm, and so we're down here in Florida, and it's a beautiful day here today. But yes, I'll get that. If I can get that information, somebody can call me back, and I'll get some solution out to you. But just to, I went into a pet facility down here, and there was this little dog just rubbing its rear end against the chain link fence. And you know, those chain link fence can be a little rough. And it was just raw on the back of the dog. And we sprayed it, and within seconds, okay, the dog stopped scratching itself against the fence. And within a week, the dog had hair growing back onto him. That's what hypochlorous does. It relieves that burning, it relieves that, because it kills the bacteria. And it's that bacteria that's eating this animal that's making the animal rub against there. So if you have, if hypochlorous can be effective in open heart surgery for human beings, you know it can be effective as far as what's working in animals. So dog bites, perfect, absolutely perfect, very effective.
Wow, and I also noticed for rashes and ringworm and hot spots and other conditions, this is incredible. We absolutely would love to try it.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to getting them out to you.
Now, what species of pets can be treated? We obviously focus on dogs, but can this be used on other pets?
Oh gosh, any animal in the animal kingdom, whether it's a bird or a cat, for horses who have all sorts of problems, you can use it on horses. There's no reason, because every single one of those animals produces hypochlorous someplace in the system. So that's why it's so effective. It's natural, and it's what attacks bacteria in your body. It actually penetrates a cell wall and blows it up, so there's nothing left. There's no bacteria. Whereas what you're presently using, it surrounds the bacteria, and slowly but surely it tries to wear down the bacterial wall. And that's why you have to spray and leave it on surface. And tell me, you find one other item out there in the marketplace that does not tell you to spray on surface and leave wet for 10 minutes, and I'll have my wife give you all a hug and a kiss. Because that's what people tell you to do, and you can't clean that way, and you can't sanitize that way, because what happens when you don't clean that way, especially if you're in the hospitality industry or you're cleaning hospital rooms, you need to move along and get things done, and that's where we're getting these superbugs, and that's the same thing that can happen in kennels. We're not killing off all the bacteria, and the nice thing is you don't have to rinse it down afterwards. If you want to take the hypochlorous and spray it in a kennel, you don't need to rinse it down afterwards, because the hypochlorous, within 5 minutes, will all be gone. There'll be water left, but the hypochlorous has dissipated. It's gone off into the air. I know, it sounds too good to be true, doesn't it?
It does. It sounds like a miracle cure for a lot of things. I wish it would treat mites and everything else.
I wish we could hurry up and get some.
Well, I will get some out in the mail, if not this afternoon, certainly tomorrow morning. So, with hypochlorous, I'm working with a group of doctors up in New York City that are trying to get hypochlorous into hospitals up there. And I'm also working with a fellow out in the West Coast that is actually doing testing right now using a hypochlorous system that produces two solutions in a hospital environment. And, if you go into a hospital, you have a 12, 13, 14% chance of getting a hospital-acquired infection. 100,000 people a year die of hospital-acquired infections every year. 100,000. That's more than all the automobile accidents put together. And hypochlorous will work.
That's crazy.
And there's plenty of tests.
Now, where can we purchase?
Well, you can purchase
it by going. We're fixing to head a break.
Right. Okay. Well, the perfect web. The website is. Go ahead. The website is
what?
theperfectpetsolution.com.
Okay, great. Well, we will check it out. And folks, please check it out, because this sounds fantastic. And of course, Larry, we will call you after the show. Hey. We'll get in touch somehow, because we can't wait to try it.
I look forward to getting
Thank you so much for coming on. We we really appreciate hearing about the product, and hopefully we can help boost your sales there. Folks, we're going to head to break, and when we come back, we're going to hear from one more guest, and we'll talk again in just a few minutes.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to Leader of the Pack with Susan and Mark. And we've got one more guest on today. On with us now is Emily DeSousa. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, Emily, so feel free to correct me.
I would say DeSousa.
DeSousa, okay. From Triboro, that's another difficult one, Quilt Manufacturing, Triboro. I'm guessing that's a Northeast term.
Triboro. Sounds Canadian.
It's possible. Anyway, she's here to tell us about one of their products. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Thank you for having me.
So were we right? How do you pronounce her name?
You're absolutely correct. It's Emily DeSousa. And the company I work for is Triboro, located out of New York, and our pet division is called Tall Tales.
Awesome.
And you, well, let's start off with, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, and then I always have to ask, do you have any dogs? You can tell us about your dogs.
Okay. I am the national sales manager for Tall Tales, which is a line of dog products such as beds, blankets, and bath towels. And, of course, I have a dog. I have a 5-year-old Yorkie named Obi.
Aww.
That's not a dog.
That's what. So the little dogs, Emily, just so you know, Mark refers to them as NRDs. Have you heard that term before?
No.
Well, NRD stands for not real dogs.
Aww.
It's a Yorkie.
Yeah, well, he's a bigger Yorkie. He weighs about 13 pounds. So
we just recently got in 2 Great Danes, and it's just amazing how big they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us about yourself. And you have a little Yorkie. I'm sure he's a pistol.
Oh, of course. So I actually recently just came over to the pet industry after spending 9 years in what I will call the other babies of the house industry. I worked in the infant juvenile product industry for about 9 years. So I've now got experience with both types of babies that we have in our houses.
Aww. So tell us about Tall Tales.
Sure. So tall tales actually comes from a background in the infant bedding industry. We have over 80 years of experience in producing high-quality infant bedding, blankets, bath products, and we felt that there was a need to bring that knowledge and experience into the pet industry, in specific into dog beds, blankets, and towels as well, really bringing a high-quality, great product. As we know, things have to meet a lot of high standards and testing for the infant industry. So bringing that to pet, but at a great price, not at a premium price.
Awesome. So what's the favorite item that you guys sell?
So my personal favorite is a product that we call the Pocket Cape Towel, which anyone who owns a dog knows that sometimes bath time isn't really an easy process. So what we did is we developed a towel that has a piece of Velcro that you attach around their neck, and then there's these two pockets that are on the sides that you can put your hands in and kind of give them that, you know, great scrub down after you're done bathing them. And then when they run away, which they, you know, will tend to do, the towel will stay on them as they're running around the house, shaking, rubbing themselves on the carpet and everywhere, so that it helps absorb some of that water instead of it getting everywhere and all over yourself.
Now, how would that work with a Great Dane?
It'll work with any size dog. You know, it's a larger size towel, and you know, it's almost like, you know, we call it the cape towel because it's almost like if you picture like a Superman cape. That's kind of the concept. It stays over the length of their body, and then, you know, once they're done drying, it's that great microfiber material, so it's really absorbent. And once you feel like they're dry enough, you can just unvelcro it and take it right off of them.
Awesome. So now, Emily, are you guys going to have your products at the Global Pet Expo?
Yes. Yep. We will be at Global Pet Expo. Absolutely. We also will attend Super Zoo and the Fall Backer Show this year as well. So people will have an opportunity to see us in three different shows, come out and take a look at our products. And at each of the shows, we'll be introducing new items to the line as well.
Awesome. So if folks wanted to find out more about some of your other products, or where can they, you know, find out where they can purchase them, where should they go?
So our website is still under development. So the best places to find us right now are out in the social media realm, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just do a search for Tall Tales, and you'll be able to find us that way. You can send us a message through any of those, and we will get back to anyone who's got questions or needs any more information on our products.
Awesome. Now, you guys have a neat dog bed, too, don't you?
Yes. The dog bed right now is, we call it our classic pet bed, which is your flat bed that fits into a crate. It comes in two finishes, a nice soft Balboa or the standard, you know, the furrier Sherpa that everyone's pretty used to when it comes to crate liner beds. But at Global Pet Expo, we'll also be introducing bolster beds, a pillow bed, and an orthopedic memory foam bed as well.
Cool. I can't wait.
I'll use one of them. I could definitely use one of them.
Well, you have a bed.
Orthopedic.
Well, I'll tell you what, I bet Emily will let us test one out for you.
We'll be down there. We'll see you. We'll come by.
All right, absolutely. Please
we'll
stop by, say hello, and feel free to test our beds.
All right. Well, it was so great. We want to thank you for coming on, Emily, and congratulations on the move from the whiny babies to the barky babies in your company.
I can fix that barking with your dog.
But Yorkies are precious, and they are real dogs. They're just not the size that we're used to, and that's all he's saying.
Okay.
But if you need help with them, give us a call. We can help you change your dog in 10 minutes.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again so much for coming on, and we look forward to meeting you in Florida. And
I'm here as well.
We will, folks, we're going to head to break, and we'll be right back in a few minutes after these messages.
What you mean when you say they came from the wrong side of town?
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
When news breaks, we fix it. Susan?
All right. So selective breeding, this is, like I said, not going to be a good story. It's kind of grossing me out already, actually. You know, everybody wants the doll-like dogs, the little babies, the little tiny babies. And so they use selective breeding to produce these, and it's resulted in some horrific brain problems that researchers are only now just beginning to fully understand. A new study published in the latest PLOS-1 finds the brains of some of these dogs have parts that are pushing up against themselves and the dog's skulls. The affliction, known as, am I pronouncing this right, Chiari?
No, I think it's Chiari.
Chiari malformation. Anyway, it causes the dogs to experience excruciating headaches, problems with walking, and a paralysis. Look at this. All
I have all them. That's called PBI.
But Mark, this is horrible. I mean, all in an attempt to create a little baby.
Yelling at these people for 100 years.
So Chiari malformation has been described as trying to fit a big foot into a small shoe.
Women do that.
Whatever.
Okay.
So it can be very painful, causing headaches and pressure on the brain, and can result in fluid-filled cavities in the spinal cord. Ugh. So the disease affects many toy dog breeds. And listen to some of these toys. Brussels Griffon, Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, Chihuahuas. Now, that explains Chihuahuas right there. And
hey,
their crosses.
If they mixed a King Charles Spaniel and a Chihuahua,
what are you saying?
I don't know. What do they call them? Chihuahua Spaniels? Cheese Spaniels?
Anyway, for the study, the skull and the vertebrae measurements of 155 Brussels Griffon dogs affected by the condition, and they compared the data with measurements taken of normal Griffons. The researchers discovered that Griffons with the disease had taller foreheads. And the condition had also caused the shape of the brain to change. With severely affected animals having their cerebellum pushed underneath the main part of the brain. Nasty. A dog with this condition might be cute and doll-like on the exterior, but on the inside, its brain could display this terrible malformation. And the problem may happen all on its own without the breeder being involved. The condition can affect humans, for example, but only when certain skull bones fuse too early, causing parts of the brain to push through an opening in the base of the skull. The disease currently affects 1 in 1,280 humans. In dogs, some breeders can make the disease more prevalent in their quest to churn out attractive canines with little regard to their long-term health prospects. In the future, the researchers hope to develop more sophisticated ways of screening for the disease so that risk for it can be detected more easily at an earlier age with a single MRI scan. Now, folks, we get a lot of little dogs, the tiny toy breeds.
Big ones, too.
That have, well, there's a point I'm trying to make.
Okay.
The
these toy breeds with some behavior issues. And now I'm starting to wonder if truly they can't calm down and they can't settle down and they can't not bite because they literally, their brain is being pushed against their skull. Not a good thing. Breeders, stop. Just stop.
You're supposed to breed to better the breed, your breed, not your dogs. You're supposed to breed to better the breed. So all those purebreds that's going to Westminster, which is on soon or maybe already over, but I can understand keeping those breeds alive because they've been around for so long. But when you start mixing them, now you're playing Frankenstein. Now you don't know what you're going to get. And they're just being a bunch of throwaway dogs anymore. They have all these mixtures, Chihuahuas with Yorkies, Yorkie or whatever they call them.
Yeah, they're just trying to get the cutest little thing
possible. They have the bulldogs possible. With the Shih Tzus. They call it the bullshits. But that's beside the point. Let me, Wonder Wolf, there's a new app for your phone, like I know how to use it, that you can stay connected to your pooch via an on-collar bow tie connected device, which will be made available to purchase this summer. It's a tracker and a pedometer for the dog that connects to the owner's app. And the app can also be used on its own. But dogs can get a profile while the app does goal setting for health objectives and tracks exercise progress. It gives reminders about medical, grooming, food, playtime. I don't get it. I mean, what happened before the phones? We just went home and fed the dog.
Well, the tech world has got to always be creating new and innovative things, and that's what's going on. So they're just creating more and more.
Well, there's another one. I mean, this is where the money is, apparently, a high-tech collar attachment that people can monitor their dogs at a distance, checking how much they sleep, how many calories they are burning. And this was unveiled in Japan on Thursday. The NTT Docomo is the world's largest, not world's, country's most largest mobile phone operator. And they're going to have a gadget for the smartphone and tells you about your animal's health and whereabouts at all times. I think these people need to get a job. Why are they so concerned about their dog sleeping or walking or running while they're gone? Man.
Well, I bet their employers would wish they would get a job.
All right, what do you got?
Well, February is National Pet Dental Health Month, and pet owners obviously are encouraged to talk to their veterinarians about proper dental hygiene for their animals. We need to get out of the habit, folks, of waiting to treat problems once they occur and instead try to be proactive and prevent dental problems with our dogs. It means a lot less expensive procedures and less pain and less risk for your furry friends. PetMD states, PetMD.com states that more than 70% of cats and 80% of dogs will display signs of dental disease by the time they're 3 years old. It can exacerbate other problems such as diabetes and inflammatory disease and autoimmune diseases. Local pain and infection also plays a part with dental disease. Now, most signs of dental disease in pets are not recognizable until it's too late. However, symptoms can include bad breath, pawing at the face, brown teeth, swollen or red gums.
Leave me out of this.
And a hesitation to eat hard foods. So what we recommend is what we've always recommend. Your dogs need to brush their teeth just like your children do before they go to bed each night. Now, that doesn't mean get a toothbrush and toothpaste out. What that means is what they would normally do is chew on a bone in the wild. So a raw bone that's shaped properly, or a bully stick is what we recommend. And just let them chew on that for 10 to 20 minutes every night and put it back up and bring it out the next night.
Or the tracheas from...
Tracheas from Clear Conscience Pet are fantastic products for cleaning teeth. So folks, take care of your dog's teeth, and you'll save yourself a lot of money and a lot of frustration, and you'll save a lot of pain and problems for your dogs. But that's all for this week. Remember, you can email us at pettalk@live.com. Thanks for joining us, and have a great week.